B96 with Morgan Carla Mornings, and it's time for a new entry in the diary. By the way, we are streaming the show live at B96 at B96 Chicago on Instagram. You can join us live right now. You can see the diary as Carla puts on the white gloves that she uses to hold this very old diary.
Very ratty.
Very delicately. I also read in the room because the diary was outside. I'm assuming it was Sonic who
moved
it.
Oh, yeah.
Sonic, who does afternoons, who likes to play with the diary.
He's really involved in this diary situation. But we have the diary. We're going to get you an entry. By the way, we have someone's diary. We are reading an entry a day in hopes to find the person. We're in the final chapter, essentially. We're in the final, like, fifth, maybe, of this diary as we go here. So let's get you a quick recap before we move on to the new entry.
Previously on the diary. So our mystery girl is convinced she could still be friends with her ex-fiance, Mike. They went to lunch in the last entry, and she almost made like a checklist for herself. Don't talk about my boyfriend too much. Don't talk about this. Don't talk about that. And she's really trying to make this work for some reason. So I guess we'll find out more today.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe it is the guilt.
Yeah, there's a lot of guilt there.
All right. So that entry was from April 22nd. Where she was talking about, you know, being in awe with people that can be friends with their exes. And on May 15th, which is weeks later, is the day we're on in Diary World. May 15th. I am the Uno master. My mom and I hosted Mother's Day brunch for... Oh, my gosh. My mother and I hosted Mother's Day brunch for Jake.
Oh, wow. So, okay, first off, it's Mother's Day in Diary World.
Oh, yeah, that's wild.
Oh.
And she brought the new guy that she's seeing, Jake, not the ex.
Wow.
Jake and his mom.
Oh.
What?
Oh. Oh. It was awesome. He and I cooked, and our moms hit it off and seemed to like each other. Jake and his mom have been a little on the outs lately, and it was good to see them both get along and have fun.
Oh, interesting.
My mom is crazy, of course. And after another mimosa, she decided a challenge was in order and started hauling the games out of the closet. The idea was short-lived since I kicked ass at Yahtzee and then at Uno, and then my mom should really know better by now. It was a pretty relaxing thing, which is weird since since a guy I've known for like 2 months was meeting my mom already, and I was meeting his. Okay, so they've been together for 2 months, her and Jake.
Yeah.
And they're already meeting each other's moms.
Yeah.
This is kind of wild.
Yeah. Crazy.
Okay. And our moms were meeting each other. And that's just weird. It's the new me. I'm trying not to overthink everything to death and have more fun. So far, it's working. I still hate therapy, but it seems like it's working on me. So at least dad's getting his money worth. Oh, her dad pays for her therapy.
Oh, good for him.
Honestly, for slay girl, my dad pays for my phone bill. Okay, so.
Oh, that's the end of the entry.
That's the end of the entry. Okay.
Interesting things here. One red flag about this Jake is what's with the tumultuous relationship between him and his mom? That's odd. I would question that.
Okay.
But you know what? We don't know all the details there. Also, so she had a whole brunch, a mom's brunch. It's so weird when you introduce the moms.
Together, right?
Yeah. Like when my mom met Stacy's mom, I was like, how do these people interact with each other? Like
they raised two humans that love each other. Let's
interesting.
Start there.
All right. So meeting the moms. All right. So we're going to, I think, push Mike to the past, right?
I think she's trying to.
Yeah.
She's introducing this guy to her family.
I want them to work out so bad, but her meeting the parents. No, her and Mike.
Oh, you
I'm
want her
team
her.
Mike.
You want her and her ex.
Well,
yeah,
here's
I want
the thing.
Mike.
Meeting the parents, I thought was like really important.
Yeah.
But the last guy I talked to, we met each other's moms, and where's he at now?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, so, coach. All right.
It might not be as big of a deal. She's kind of making it seem like, I know it's weird that it's only been 2 months and they're meeting each other, but... she's trying something new.
Well, we'll have to see how things advance between now and the next entry, which is going to be Monday morning at 7:30. What's the date on the next entry?
June 17th.
Oh, that's some time.
Okay, so that's a whole month, basically.
Which means she's probably having fun.
All right.
And hasn't had time to write.
All right. Or things have gone Absolutely right. So we'll have to find out Monday at 7:30, a brand new diary entry. You can catch up on all the previous entries on our Instagram at B96Chicago. Right now, it's time for Can't Crush Carla. We need somebody who wants to win $1,000.
Yeah, if you are in the mood to get a little extra cash in your pocket, come play Can't Crush Carla. It's 5 questions. Get more than me, correct?
Yeah.
Crush me?
Dial now, 877-591-9696. Again, that's 877-591-9696 if you want a chance to win $1,000. Yeah. Ahmad the Amazing.
Yes, Ahmad.
Hi.
I just got an email from someone claiming the diary is theirs.
Oh. Wait, what does it say?
Wait, hold on.
Hang on. Actually, let's talk about this not.
Yes, so the whole thing is that we're trying to find the person whose diary this is. You think there's somebody who's... we got to vet this a little bit.
Yeah.
Before we tell the world. Yes. But thank you for letting us know right away.
I'm sorry, I got excited.
Okay, Ahmad put his hands up like, hey, I got to talk to you guys. Okay, call now for Can't Crush Carla. We're doing that next. We're going to see what this email says and share that with you next. Did we find the person?
I got hope so.
It's Smoking Carla Mornings, B96.